Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Meadon.
And this is Jeff Ellis. It's Tuesday, January 29th, 2013.
Back in New Orleans Convention Center, Radio Row.
Media
Day.
Media Day. Stephen, it was stupid.
And when we get, after I chomp in the show, Jeff.
Oh, Lord, you're Pete not going to drop
Carroll.
It. Pete Carroll is going to join us after
Here
we
start. Here we go. Let's chomp it in.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
All right,
that's
now,
right.
Jeff,
we bring nobody but the biggest names in.
How do we get Pete Carroll on the show if
we're
his
that cool?
team's not in the Super Bowl?
Because we're that cool.
It's actually this Pete Carroll. Pete, how you
Pete?
Doing?
All right, how you been?
Now, how do you attribute the success of the Seattle Seahawks this season?
Just hard work.
Hard work?
Hard work and going at it.
What do you think about, your young quarterback there, Russell Wilson? How much does he inspire you?
Yeah, Jeff, I don't know if you know this or not. This is not the Pete Carroll head coach of the Seattle Seahawks.
He's Pete Carroll.
This is Pete Carroll, a shrimp boat captain.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, that Pete Carroll.
Right. Yeah, that
oh,
Pete
never
Carroll.
Mind.
Yeah, this, that
oh,
Pete
that's
Carroll.
Different.
Pete, so how long have you been a captain of a shrimp boat?
I've been working most of my life, about 40 years as a captain, either shrimp boat, fin fishing, or crabbing.
Either one.
40 years?
Yes.
Okay, because all I know about shrimp boat captaining is Forrest Gump. You remember
oh,
Forrest
my
Gump?
Gosh, he's going to play the movie card.
I'm just saying this. You know, my experience with shrimp boat captains is Forrest Gump jumping off the boat and letting his boat take the pier out. Do you remember? Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, I've seen the movie. I mean, you know.
He's like, that's not
it's
real.
It's nothing like
that's
that.
That's not real.
It's
not
no,
like
it's
that.
Nothing like that. I mean, but you know, you do have the same effect as far as, you know, massive amounts of shrimp sometimes being caught after storms. It's a natural
but,
phenomenon.
But sometimes there's no shrimp because he, like, brought up nets and there was nothing.
Oh, yeah, it's Feast of Famine.
So it's
really?
Jesus and yes. the disciples out in the Sea of Galilee kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what you're going to get. I don't mean to get all biblical on everybody, but it is kind of like that.
But,
yeah,
Pete, you are a local, right?
Have you always been from
– yeah,
I'm sorry,
no.
Say it again.
From New Orleans.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
See, that's
New
what
Orleans.
Coach Harbaugh told us today.
Yeah, I know. He says New
he
Orleans.
He said New Orleans.
Yeah, a lot of people say New Orleans, but it's New Orleans.
New Orleans. You got to hit the W and then go right into the
right
Orleans.
Into
all right,
New
so
Orleans.
Your shrimp it goes to Louisiana Seafood. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that the only place you sell your shrimp?
No, we basically fool with direct marketing to the consumers,
okay.
through farmers markets, and we also sell to docks. And so the seafood board, the Louisiana Seafood, is a base to promote what we have for Louisiana.
Okay. All right.
To assure everybody that the fresh Louisiana seafood's available.
So I'm not a big shrimp guy.
He isn't. So I am. So I got to ask you
tell
him a
question. So if Jeff wants to buy some shrimp from you, he could call you up and get some shrimp.
And say, I need about a pound or so.
Well, I mean.
I'm just making a shrimp cocktail. I mean, come on. Let's not go crazy.
I don't think they sound just 1 pound, Jeff.
No.
No, you got
a ton. How much do
what's
I have
like
to
the,
order?
What's
the minimum?
Order?
What's the smallest?
Well, I mean, you know, you come to one of the farmers market situations, you can buy a half a pound if you want.
No, but I mean, from you directly. If I was buying from you directly, being that it sounds like you're a free agent, Louisiana Seafood, they love you and they buy from you, but you're a free agent.
Well, I think you know somebody. You know, you got to have a little something. I mean, Lance might sell a pound, but I mean,
and we're gonna have Lance here in just a moment.
The shipping would be a little.
Okay.
A Lance here in just a moment. So, all right, Pete.
Tell me a sea story. Because only sailors can tell stories that blow people's minds. Blow my mind with a seafaring story.
Well, I could tell you a seafaring story that started on land, Katrina.
Well, I didn't want to go there necessarily
yeah.
because of out of respect.
Right.
Because that had to have been one hell of a time.
Yeah, well, my bayou where I live on, most people used to ride out storms. And Katrina taught me a lesson that you don't ride out storms because it was my wife, my mother, my daughter, and I, and a dog in the house. And the house got knocked down by a tornado in the middle of the hurricane. So we wound up in a tree for 7 hours.
Adding insult to injury.
Wow.
We stood in a tree for 7 hours, and, you know, the good Lord provided. We got out of it. But, you know, after that, we got back together, put our heads down, and got back into fishing.
That's what I love about this community. It's like, yeah, we got knocked on our butts. So what? We got back up. Well, so what?
It's the American way.
You know, it's the American way, but there's something unique to the culture of New Orleans,
yeah.
that you get knocked down and you're like, whatever. Has nobody seen anybody knocked down before? We're all getting up. We're not even going to talk about it. We're just going
to
move on.
You know, there's always something to do here. That's a great thing about being in New Orleans. I mean, you know, you go from this big Super Bowl event to Mardi Gras, and from Mardi Gras you go into Jazz Fest. It's just one big thing after another, you know? So, I mean,
All right, Pete.
They buy a lot of seafood with festivals.
First question. What's the how do you like your shrimp prepared? What's the best way to prepare shrimp?
There is no best way. It's
Everybody
like
has a favorite. Pete, what's your favorite?
Well, I like to just simply saute them in a pan and put them over a little spaghetti or something, like a little sauce. It's kind of light.
You saute them with butter?
Saute them with a little butter, olive oil.
See?
Garlic.
Got to have some onions and good seasoning.
Yeah.
You know, get the flavor. You know, you just lightly saute them, throw them over some spaghetti or rice.
Where do you get fresh pasta around here? I haven't been here. Because if my experience with good seafood is don't ruin it with store-bought pasta.
Well, you can get some stuff at Whole Foods or something like that, and they got a spaghetti factory or two running around. You can actually get fresh
Buy fresh pasta.
Right.
Pete Carroll, Shrimp Boat Captain. Now, one last question before we let you go.
How well do you think the Seahawks are going to do next year?
No, Seahawks aren't in the Super Bowl. You got to give me a Super Bowl pick. Here we are, media week. I need who you think is going to win this game.
Chomping your pick.
Chomping the pick. Ravens or Niners?
I'd have to go with the Niners.
Really?
Yeah. No
hesitation. I like this. I'm going with the Niners. There you go. Yeah. Well, Pete, thank you very much for stopping by. We're going to get Lance in here now.
In the meantime, we're going to tell a quick story from Radio Row today as we were all over the New Orleans Superdome. And let me tell you, if Katrina hit that place, I didn't notice anything. That place was spectacular,
Steven. Let's not fool the audience today. When I say we're having Lance, no, not Armstrong. He's not here to confess that he used Teds and dopes. This is Lance. Lance, troop right in there. What is your last name, sir?
Nacio.
Lance Nacio.
You can scooch up as far as
you can.
Not
to be confused with Lance Armstrong. Lance Nacio, another Shrimp Bowl captain.
Yep.
There's a few of you out here.
Yeah, there's a couple of us here.
So you saw Pete in I'm not even going to go to the Forrest Gump thing because he already ruined it for me. He's like, that does not happen. It doesn't happen. But you will sell us a pound of shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
See, look, he's like,
we'll deal with the little guy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we sure do.
I respect that. Now, what makes – so let me ask you this. As a seafood fan, why – let's start some land battles here. Why would someone from New England say, oh, my shrimp's so much better than shrimp from the Gulf?
Well, you know, here in Louisiana, we have the Mississippi and the Atchafalaya River, which is freshwater, and it meets the Gulf of Mexico in these complex estuaries, and it gives our shrimp a really sweet and unique, distinct flavor that can't be found anywhere else in the world.
Take that, New England! Take that!
Not that we hate the Patriots, but we do.
Anything like that.
We do.
Boston! Take that, Boston!
Yeah, we have the best tasting seafood in the world.
Best tasting seafood
in the world. So it's that mixture of fresh water and the salt water. And I would say the relatively warm temperatures in the Gulf.
Yeah.
And you get that, and that is like a bath.
Yeah, everything grows here.
I like the warm temperatures because I've actually been losing some weight walking around. I've been sweating it off. You know, I'm getting a good workout. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
So how long have you been a shrimp boat captain?
Captaining since 97. I've been full-time.
97. I think Pete's got you beat.
Oh, yeah.
40 years over there.
Well, I'm only 41 years
old. So. He's only 41 years old. There you go.
All right. So, now, how did you start in the business? What's the entry-level job?
Well, you know, when I was young, we dealt with all these different resources. We're blessed here in Louisiana. We have all types of resources that people can make a living off of. And, you know, as a kid, I grew up in a trapping camp, and we harvested catfish and crabs. And my mother's side of the family was from Grand Isle, so they did the oysters and the shrimp. So, I mean, I have a rich culture and history with the resources here in Louisiana.
It's weird. You know what I used to do when a kid? I'm from Texas. And we used to have these irrigation ditches.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go and we get crawfish.
Oh, yeah.
We would get the crawfish. So I don't know if I could go out on a boat, though, and try and catch some shrimp and stuff. I don't know if I could do
that. The only boats that he goes on are called cruise ships. And that's because they're called floating hotels.
It's a big floating hotel. I know nothing's going to happen to me.
All right. Yeah. Now, you got to tell me a ship captain story that will make me
and don't break our listeners
don't play,
heart
and don't
Katrina.
Play the Katrina the Katrina card. That's you can't trump that. Come on,
because what? I'm going back to Forrest Gump, but he was he was back.
Run, Forrest, run!
Shaking her head at me, saying, "But no, he was out there, and there was a storm, and they were fighting it, and they survived." So, have you ever been through any of those?
Well, you know, all these hurricanes that's passed, I've spent them on my boat, and after Katrina. my boat is a freezer boat, so we got out right after Katrina. We was out 4 days after Katrina, and in 5 days we caught 12,000 pounds of shrimp. So it's really like Forrest Gump after a storm.
So tell me though, what? So for those of us that are land lovers, even though I'm half aquatic, you don't know that, but that's another story. As a land lover myself, this is news to me that after a storm, apparently the shrimp get all churned up or get all excitable or whatever. What happens?
Well, I think that...
I don't know this.
As the storm moves ashore, the water rises, and I think the shrimp from the Gulf gets brought in with the storm.
So See? You just have this population explosion for like how many hours?
Oh, it's for weeks after
for
a storm.
For weeks?
Yeah.
That how many shrimp are out there in the world? My goodness. See, now I'm nervous getting into the water because...
The guys are like, scared of shrimp.
There's like tons of shrimp out there.
Oh, yeah.
12,000 pounds, is that what he said?
Yeah.
That's a lot of shrimp, dog.
Just sounds like one hell of a barbecue, if you're asking me.
Just this August, we had a season opening, and we caught 5,000 pounds in one night.
That is amazing. That is. I don't know if I can even comprehend that much shrimp. I don't even know what that would look like.
Can you get it into the boat, or you just drag the damn net?
No,
haul that thing in?
Oh, yeah, we have winches, and we haul it in, and we process it.
I use women. Winches, that's good.
No. Come on.
All right, Lance, give us your last name one more time.
Nacio.
Nacio. Lance Nacio.
Is there an 800 number where people can get a pound of shrimp?
Shrimp boat captain, do you want anyone you want to shout out to?
Any shout out?
What's the name of your company?
My name of the company is Anna Marie Shrimp.
Anna Marie Shrimp.
And a website.
And a website. And what's the website?
AnnaMarieShrimp.com.
AnnaMarieShrimp.com. That's very simple.
All right.
And now we're going to see. Now, Peter's like, I didn't get to get my website. What's up with that? What's up with that? We'll get it on.
We'll put it in the notes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
But before you leave, just like we put Pete on the hot spot, we need a prediction.
To the hot seat.
We are here for the Super Bowl. Who is winning, Ravens or 49ers?
I'm partial to the 49ers. I have some customers out in San Francisco, so I'm partial to the 49ers.
That's two Shrimbo captains, both on the 49ers bandwagon. I cannot believe that. You would think that, you know, the 49ers came in here and slapped around the Saints for a lot, and they'd be like, we want the Ravens. But no, they are on the 49ers bandwagon. Lance,
well, they took the Dirty Birds out for us. So.
There you go. That's what it was.
It's
I
all
forgot
about
that.
Divisional hatred.
All about they took out the
you
Falcons.
You know, if the Falcons are going to come into Louisiana, I'm leaving. Falcons are not coming in New Orleans.
All right, Lance, thank you very much
thank
for stopping
guys.
By. We really appreciate it. Okay, Jeff. So here we go now. So we go from Lance and
to Media
Pete.
Day.
To Media Day. Wait,
hit,
quickly, Pete.
Bangers.
Pete better. Give us what's the website, Pete? Where do we send people?
Just Pete and Clara's at the market. Preston City Farmers.
Pete and Clara's at the market. There you go.
There
Jeff.
You go. Now, hit bangers for heaven's
We're
sake.
We're hit banking. Here we go.
We hope you enjoyed having Pete Carroll on as a guest.
Pete Carroll and not
and best
Lance
guest.
Armstrong.
That's
there
right.
you
no
go.
No doping going on there.
There you go. I wonder if they doped the shrimp.
You don't need to if there's that many thousands 5, of them.
5,000 pounds in one night.
I'm all in.
Man, that is a lot
all
of shrimp. But
in.
You know what? We're in New Orleans, and what do you talk about? Food. Everybody's
food.
Talking about food, Jeff. So
last night, I'm at Harris. I'm playing cards.
Yes.
And the guys,
I won money at Harris, baby.
I did, too.
Two nights in a row, baby.
I did, too, yes. but a little bit.
I won
a lot. I won a lot, and then I won a little.
Oh.
Because I didn't
you gave some
leave.
Of that. Why did you leave with me, man?
I was giving you a chance to write your column and get to bed before
yes,
I started snoring.
I see. You should have come with
me. It was an act of mercy that I stayed at the casino and gave them $400 of their $500
back. Okay.
Which was not very high. But the man, the dealer, says to me, the man was dealing so fast I couldn't tip him.
He
was dealing way wicked fast, and I was the only one at the table dealing so fast. I said, dude, you got to slow down. And he starts slowing down the deal. He says, you know what happens when I slow down? I start thinking about what I'm cooking for dinner tomorrow. There's a dealer.
Everybody
talks
what
about
are they
food.
Cooking? What
I've got
are
gumbo
they
in front of me.
Yeah, the gumbo looks good.
And I've had jambalaya already
I'm
today.
Not a gumbo guy, but I might go eat some of that.
It's yummy. So, yes, New Orleans.
But here we are, Jeffrey. We have just come back from Media Day.
From the Superdome.
The Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
That's right. And you know what? At first I thought it was pretty cheesy, and I was irritated that the Superdome got labeled.
Yes.
And then I realized how much money they probably gave to this city to
right,
do that
exactly.
and how much this city needs that
right.
money. And I'm like, you know what?
And
it's
also
the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
I mean, if you look at the Superdome, it kind of looks like the Mercedes-Benz symbol.
Well, they did put the symbol on the building.
They did. But if you
it
look at
wasn't there before.
The actual building
Okay,
itself.
But it wasn't there before.
I'm not talking about the symbol. I'm talking about the building itself. If you look at a bird's eye view of the Superdome from the top, it already looks like the Mercedes-Benz symbol.
A little bit. Looks more like a bicycle wheel to me, but I get it. I get where you're. I'm feeling you.
All right.
I'm feeling you.
I'm trying to give them some love. You're feeling me. Media Day was maybe it got to the point where it has been so overblown that even Stephen Miranda has to step back.
No, I need a what for that. You freaking kidding me?
And I tell you what, look, I felt bad for Alex Smith. Brother wasn't up on the podium. He was just mingling around out there with the people, with the other players.
Just so you know, they take about 15. Well, I was guessing.
15.
And I always guess low. They put
They put 15 players in booths down on the field, and then there's
and a couple up in the seats. And those
guys, are the coaches.
And
the
they stay there for an hour.
Yes.
And they answer any inane, stupid question.
Mikey Posse, can you tell me if you were a bear, what kind of bear would you be?
But as Pete Carroll told us, polar bear would be his kind of bear.
Polar bear.
No, that was Sky Radio. That's when we did Sky Radio, and the answer was polar bear.
Polar bear.
But, you know, so Alex Smith, not being a starter, is relegated to the floor of the stadium.
So he's just walking. All the other players that are not really, you know, that significant.
Part of the 53-man roster, 40 of them are accounted for.
All the 53.
And the rest wander the floor.
Just wander the floor. And so, of course, Alex Smith is down wandering
the floor.
You
think Alex is going to draw a small crowd of the 5,000 sanctioned journalists?
I kid you not, Jeff. 10-deep circle around him.
I can't imagine.
He's right in the middle.
How did you not just give him a hug and get him the hell out of there?
Alex Smith was right in the middle, and they were 10-deep.
Leeds.
Jason.
Leeds.
They were. That's Jason Lockenfora. He's a big Leeds fan.
Leeds United.
So Jeffrey, he's in the middle, and it's 10-deep circle. Okay,
yeah.
10 people deep.
Circle of wagons.
So I
he
said,
needs to
you
get
know
airlifted
what? I
out
said,
of there.
You know what? I'm gonna give him some break. I know he's gonna get the same thing asked over and over and over.
You know, you lost your job. That's gotta suck.
Yeah, and
wow, it so must finally, suck to be you.
Finally, Deion Sanders makes his way to him, and I was like, "Here's my opportunity. Cause I'm gonna follow Deion. I'm just gonna act like I'm part of this crowd." And I follow Deion, and Deion goes to the interview, and I stand right next to Alex. And so if you see NFL Network's coverage and you see Deion Sanders interviewing Alex Smith, you won't see me because I'm standing right next to Alex during this. And then Deion was gone, and I swooped in. I was like, Alex, I'm sure you've gone through about 45 minutes of crazy questions. Let me give you just some fun questions to answer, right? And he put this big smile on like, my
I
brother.
I know Alex's grin.
My
Alex
brother.
Has a great grin.
Thank you. And all I asked him was, okay, so I was talking to Delanie Walker. And he's the tight end, one of the other, not the Vernon Davis, but the other one, Delanie Walker. And I said, and I asked him, because he's got so much tattoos, Jeff. I mean, literally, he's covered.
Dude, I took so many photos of the tats.
Really? And
yes.
So I said, Delanie, who's got the most tattoos in here? Me. He didn't even hesitate.
Me.
I didn't even finish asking
That's
my question.
That's a question, because they got a lot of them there.
And he said, me. And I was like,
Crab's
really?
Got a whole bunch.
I was like, because you potty, and what about
Randy
Colin
Moss
Kaepernick?
Got
he's
a
like,
lot.
I got them all beat. I got them all beat. He's like, you ask anybody on this team, I got them all beat. I'm like, all right, Dylan, I'm going to come back to you.
Quite a statement.
I'm going to ask everybody. And I asked Colin Kaepernick. I asked Moss. I asked Goldston.
You asked Coach, didn't you?
I'd even ask Coach. And Coach actually answered my tattoo question, which he wasn't in the mood to answer questions that weren't relevant to football.
I found John to be a much easier interview
than
Jim.
I agree 100%.
Let me tell you one thing that is supporting completely my leaning towards the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, you're lean. Come on.
Talk
stop
about
leaning.
I ain't jumping.
Stop. I just want you to stop leaning, man.
No.
Okay.
No. All right, you're not here's jumping. Here's what's leaning me even more towards Baltimore is how freaking loose that group was. Even the guys not in the – especially the guys not in the booths.
Yeah.
Your Ed Reeds and stuff. The guys on the floor – were a blast.
Let me clarify what Jeff said. The guys not in the booths. Booths.
B-O-T-H-S.
He said boobs. It sounded like the guys
boobs.
Not in the boobs, and that's what it
I
sounded
mean, I
like.
I would have, but I didn't.
The guys not in the booths. Jeff, yeah, they were loose, and you're right. I mean, it's a fun group, man.
It is, and group. If you're really good and you're playing with a lot of passion and a lot of heart and you somehow have convinced yourself, the question I really wanted to ask Ed Reed, This took everything in me to not ask him. And there was time because it was near the end.
Yeah.
But he just kept going on and on and on. Okay, wait. I'm going to rant. I'm going to preempt myself with a rant.
Uh-oh. It's a rant.
It's Jeff Ellis rant, and it is about the Evangelifish
Brett
out there.
Brett Kiesel. Hold on one second. This is Brett Kiesel. Right.
Holy
the
crap.
Big man.
The beard's
the
in the house.
The beard's in the house, people. Beard's in the house. I love it.
Brett Kiesel.
I love it.
Green Bay. No, he's a Packer.
He's a Saint.
Steeler. I'm getting dialing in my geographic proximity. I remember him from the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yes, Steeler.
All right. So here's the thing. Evangelifish. The Evangelical Coalition dispatches their Secret Service. Okay? These are Jesus' Secret Service agents. And I'm being sarcasm, okay?
Are you being sarcastic? I'm being sarcastic. Please
which
remember
is what my son
that this
said.
Rant, Jeff is being sarcastic.
So the Evangelifish released their Secret Service agents to be the very first ones at the podium to stand in the very middle. I don't know how they do it. I think they beam themselves in.
Okay.
And they stand at the podium and they go to the players that they know to be evangelical Christians, and then they pepper them with questions for the first 10 minutes of the 60 minutes that we are allotted to interview these players. How has your faith in Jesus Christ affected your performance on the field? Tell me about your faith in Jesus Christ. How has the Lord Jesus Christ helped you be a better player? How has the Lord Jesus Christ helped you be a better father? And it's just one question after another. And this is coming from an ordained minister Christian. And I am irritated as all get out, and that is not sarcastic.
Okay.
I've had it. These people cannot monopolize this. This is not right. It's a sports venue.
Yeah.
Do not ruin a sports venue by trying to politicize it or religiosize it.
Wow.
And yes, I just made up that word.
Don't yell at me. I wasn't doing it.
Yelling into the microphone, brother. That's what we
but
do.
But you're looking
Feel
at me with the intense
eyes. I thought you were my partner.
Intense eyes.
I'm looking for you to join me.
Whenever you got the – look. Whenever you got the intense eyes and you're spouting and you're yelling and you're coming at me, it's like – it feels like it's coming at me. It feels like it's coming.
If it feels like an attack, why don't you turn it around and say – how do I join my brother Jeff?
How do I join my brother Jeff? I try to stay.
That doesn't frustrate you?
Yeah, I just
that you're standing there at a podium being monopolized by an agenda.
Maybe you have like a soft voice because brother got a man.
You don't get the first question.
I go all deep with my
voice.
They
always get the first question because they dispatch their people prematurely to be in the very front and center.
I had first question with Moss, Randy Moss.
I was near there.
And then I had the first
Is Randy Moss a out-of-the-closet Christian?
Well, no.
No. Okay, so it's the out-of-the-closet Christians
that get ambushed with this crap. I wasn't near Ray Lewis. I didn't see Ray Lewis. I purposely stayed away from Ray Lewis. They baited them with this stuff.
It's like, look, and Tim Tebow would have been the worst because it's like, look, Tim doesn't need your help. He'll get his message out there, so just leave him alone and let him be, okay?
Well,
Stop it with agendas. The only agenda you were with those people. The only agenda for Media Day should be to have fun and get a story.
I had fun. I had stories.
That's it. Yes. That's Media Day, what it's about. And anything else.
Up until, let me finish my Alex Smith thing.
Okay, but you remember, I interrupted myself with my rant.
Yes, you did. But you never let me finish my whole Alex Smith thing.
So you actually had the floor?
I did.
All right.
And then
you know what we need to do? This would help our show immensely is to have a little rock. And whoever holds the rock gets to talk. You know, we pass it back and forth like they do in, like, support
groups. Let's use the remote. Let me finish my Alex story.
Absolutely.
So I find it. So Dion finishes, and Dion peppers him with the you were quarterback, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So then I tell Alex Smith, right? So, Jeff, I'm getting ready. I'm asking this question. I'm telling him about the ink. That's how we got sidetracked. We started talking about the ink. I'm asking about the ink, and Alex Smith tells me, yeah, you're probably right. Delanie Walker is it. And we start talking about a few. He starts telling me, you may want to talk to a few other players because so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so might have more ink. And then I'm getting ready to ask my last question, Jeffrey, and a dude on his knees crawls through my legs to try and put a camera and get
in
a
your
picture.
Slung. He tried to put a catheter.
And basically puts
an optic
the camera
probe
where my junk is. To try and get an upward picture
of Alex Smith. Why is a urologist coming?
To try and point the camera at Alex Smith from in between my legs. Someone I do not know.
It's an interesting angle.
Someone who I don't work with, who I've never met, and he's on his knees in between my legs, dangerously close to my junk.
Let's just be clear then. So
that guy I got annoyed at.
Based on your criteria that you've just outlined.
Yes.
The problem was that you had not worked with him for a long time.
Right.
And he didn't have the right to be there.
Yes.
Between your legs, yes, near your members.
Yes.
So I would think I do have the right
you
to
do
be there. It,
had, and I looked down. I was like, maybe this
that
is
better,
Jeff.
It better be it, Jeff better before be I get kicked in his butt.
Yeah, and it wasn't true. And then I was mad. I was like,
would it disappoint you that I don't have any interest of spending time down there between your legs?
Does not disappoint me. If you
that's
said
good.
You had interest, I would be out. So there, so, there's my, I'm done. Oh, look at man.
I know. That's
did
why
he let his hair grow? He looks like a he looks like Justin Bieber.
He does got a
it's
little
Bieber.
Bieber
time. That's pictures of Joe Flacco, by the way. Jeff, here, I'm handing you the rock.
Oh, wow. I got this the rock. I got the
now
remote. It's my turn to talk.
You just ranted. Now tell me what
I don't
what
remember
the rant
what
was.
I interrupted my rant for, though. But, you know, so Media Day, my job, as I see it, because all the interviews, first of all, are going to be transcribed and we're going to get printed out, and they're all going to be available on the internet. And so I don't see the point of capturing the audio. And there's a moron there with a boom microphone that it has got pointed at a speaker.
Yeah.
Capturing the sound coming out of a speaker.
Yeah.
Projected audio from a speaker captured via microphone on a telescoping arm that is in everybody's way and in everybody's shot. Because he's not clever enough to realize that he could go to the internet and get this audio for free, that would probably sound a lot better than audio being captured on a recording device via a speaker.
Right.
And this guy goes and gets all upset because somebody accidentally threw an elbow in all the melee. And it is melee.
Did he throw an elbow?
No, he got hit with an
elbow.
And he demanded an apology from the guy.
Demanded an apology?
Yes. And the guy
says, punched the dude.
And I'm like, who carries the gigantic microphone that gets in everybody's shot, he is demanding an apology. Sir, why don't you apologize to the entire 4,999 of us that you are annoying? But you
with
know what?
Big old giant
we all look the other way because it's media day, and you're going to get stepped on, you're going to get punches thrown, and none of it's intentional.
Yes. Boomer, he stepped on my foot with his big old foot.
Chris has got big feet. Chris has got big feet. I take picture of Chris every year.
Okay. You know who.
Hang on. I've got to whisper this. I'm still holding the rock,
yeah,
okay?
Are, but I got
to
tell you.
So, Boomer, hey, you don't have to talk quieter because we're still doing radio show, you know?
Okay.
So, you got to talk loudly enough to be heard. So,
yes.
Boomer, I take a picture of him every year to compare his hair color.
Oh, is that what it is?
I want to know how it's changed from year to year.
I see. Can I have the rock now, please?
Tell me why that's interesting. Before you, I got to know you heard me.
It's interesting that because you want to know what your hair is going to look like from year to year because you're
similar
in
age.
No, Chris
Berman. No, we're not similar in age. Lord, I'm old, but I'm not that old.
Give me the rock.
Chris Berman, dyes his hair.
Oh, is that what, that's what you
I want to see what color it is
this year.
I
don't want to say that he dyed his hair.
I just did.
Okay, well, you did. All right, so here's the thing. I'm glad I got the rock now because you know who is the smoothest cat in the world?
Me.
Besides you.
You.
Besides me.
I have no idea where you're going.
Stuart Scott.
Oh, yeah.
So
true.
I am talking to John Harbaugh, telling John that I'm the youngest of 10 and that I worked my butt hard to beat my older brothers. And that was my goal growing up, is I wanted to beat my older brothers. And then I said, and so John, as I got older and I got quicker and faster and bigger, and I started beating my brothers, they started cheating because they wanted to keep me down. So are you got something up your sleeve? Are you going to cheat your younger brother?
That's a great question.
And he just cracked up for like a
minute. You know where all this started from?
What?
Was us saying that John was a better interview than Jim.
that's where this actually began. So John
was a blast. Yeah, John rolled out. I was there when he started, and he says, how are you guys doing? You having fun?
Yeah.
He's like, and Jim was pretty straight-laced. Questions.
Yeah.
Questions.
Yeah, he was.
And
he
John, was. You know.
And that's what I saw from the 49ers were all questions, business. We ain't going to give you no bulletin board material.
Remember my story about the Smith brothers?
Yeah. And
that didn't go well, and I wasn't trying to get anything.
Yeah exactly. So then he's like, no, I don't know if I could cheat, you know. I was like, well, why don't you, like, run a play where you have your running back go over and run him over on the sidelines and knock him out of the game? And he's like, ooh, I
roll up on his leg like Sean
Payton. He's like, I haven't thought about that, but I'm going to talk with my staff tonight about something like that. I'm like, you really would do that? He's like, I can't lose to my little brother.
Yeah,
and that's the first time I've heard him say anything like that.
Yes.
So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And we will have that audio, Jeff, because I know now how to get it off my device.
I'm so happy that Steven knows how to get audio off his device. This is a this is a long time coming. 6 years, probably?
Eight.
6 years? You got it off the first couple tries.
Well, oh, yeah, that's right, because I had Windows XP.
There you go.
It was literally a Windows XP device. Yeah, I'm going to give you the rock back. What do you want to talk about now?
What I want to talk
any
about
news?
Now?
Any news? Is there any news?
Yeah, there is, and I was there for the news, which is too bad. Joe Flacco has made a bit of a row here because he used a pejorative for mentally impaired individuals. Joe was asked about Super Bowl 48 to be played in the new Meadowlands Stadium, the New York, New Jersey Super Bowl, and he said, I think it's retarded.
He did say that. He did
and
say that.
And then he immediately jumped on it, and he says, I shouldn't have said that. Yes. What I mean is
obviously
that it's a stupid idea.
It was a bad choice of words.
And he said that, and sure enough, second question for Joe was, you used a word today when you were discussing something about the next year's Super Bowl with the press. And I just felt like all the air gets sucked out of the balloon.
It's like,
really, we all know that he said it. And you know what? 9 out of 10 of us used that word all the time when we were kids.
Yes.
And yes, Joe's a little younger than us, but he probably was a kid once too, and it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, you know,
it's the word gay, it's the word retarded, it's a lot of words like that that have really negative connotations today, and they didn't back when we were kids. And you can't. My grandfather used the word colored to talk about black people. You know why? Because that's what black people wanted to be called back then.
Right.
He wasn't trying to be racist.
Yeah.
Now, he was racist a little bit, but that's not the point. So it's just like you got to know the intent of the person delivering the message. And when you're a public person, yeah, you're going to take crap when you misspeak. But I felt badly for Joe.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, it's just where society is nowadays.
Sensitive.
If you say, you know, if you're talking about someone being retarded and you're talking about, you know, someone over there.
That guy is retarded.
Yeah, you could take but
a situation.
To say that the situation of the Super Bowl is retarded? Come on.
Maybe
now.
That's called a metaphor.
I mean,
the situation lacks significant intelligence.
Absolutely outrageous.
The situation is 3 standard deviations below normal.
Right.
I mean, that is the legal definition of mental retardation.
I'm going to go to Flacco with that tomorrow.
Joe, what you meant was it's three standard deviations below what would be expected on a bell curve. Now, come on, as far as normal situations, this situation is that different.
It's time to make our friends in Canada feel happy. Blame Canada.
Blame Canada.
You're not even a real country anyway. All right.
Why did they have to do that?
The Buffalo Bills have announced that they have renewed.
Extended the deal with Toronto.
High five for Toronto.
High five, A.
The Rogers Center, one preseason game and one regular season game through 2017. So there you go. Ask Canada, dog.
You know what? And good for them because we've met some people from Buffalo, and they actually, the guys we've met from Buffalo, they get it. They think that Mr. Wilson needs to do whatever he can to maximize revenue, and if that's going to help, then so be it because they want to keep their team. And we approve. And same thing with the Jacksonville folks and Mr. Khan taking the team over to London for 4 years in a row. They get it. They approve. So happy for them. I shot, Stephen, 500 pictures today at Media Day.
How many?
500 pictures.
500?
Yeah, and so I'm deleting. I'm now down to 447.
Don't delete. You never delete, man.
You know what? You and I will disagree. This picture of Randy Moss needs to stay for perpetuity.
Because you may never know when you want to have
the head scratching picture.
Yes, head scratching.
Now watch, I delete it. Look at this next one. He's scratching his head. Steven, yeah. I'm shooting high speed.
I understand.
I'm shooting understand 10 frames
means.
A second.
I understand what that means.
One I of shoot these 10 days, frames a second.
I'm going to be like, yo, Jeff, I need that Randy Moss picture
with him scratching his head and his eyes are 3/4 closed.
As opposed to all the way open.
Is it close to halfway close?
Yes, because, you know, because there's a difference that you say with half. Half, you might say, the brother be drunk. And three quarters, you'd be like, he's wondering.
So here's my Randy Moss collection right now. I got this, him strutting to the stage.
Strutting is good.
He's looking.
Cockeyed
and
hat.
I like that he's got the R on his tat for yes. Randy. And then he's talking a little bit. And then he's thinking a little bit. And now we're back. I'm deleting.
Head
so
scratching.
I'm keeping. I'm going to have right, five or I'm six of the best Randy Moss pictures.
Don't hate me. I'm just saying we work differently.
Don't delete.
I
Where do you
everything.
Put stuff? I have got gigabytes upon terabytes of data.
You buy terabyte drives.
And you just put. Okay.
And you save them.
It's now time for Jeff to tell on Steven.
Oh, man. Really?
We did this once on the show.
We're not telling right now stories. We're talking about the Super Bowl.
Yep.
We're talking about Media Day.
Yep.
First of all, I love your pictures from Media Day. These pictures are
They're
great.
Beautiful.
And I'm going to use them. I'm going to steal some, and I'm going to use them to go with the audio that I recorded.
Well,
okay. They tell a story.
Now, Steven.
No.
How
what?
Many hard drives do you own?
Yeah, I got a lot.
How many?
I got a lot.
Quantify. We did a lot of interviews last year.
Yeah.
What does that mean? People are like, what, 20, 5,000? What's a lot?
Okay. Last year we did 55 interviews.
And then we gave
probably like another
20.
20. Yeah.
So that's like 75 interviews. That's a lot.
Hello, I'm sorry.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. There's something off the bow.
I'm distracted.
There's something off the bow of the ship.
I'm being distracted.
Something off the bow of the ship.
Can you not distract
me? Oh, come on.
I'm trying to do a show right
now.
Come
on. She's quite common.
You know what?
That's what you love.
This, I do not
Steven
go,
does not discriminate amongst the fairer gender.
When it's a woman and
he
says, she looks
attractive. You're a lady and
it's like she may be common to you, but to me I'm like.
Okay, what about no hair over there?
Where?
Would you prefer that she have hair?
I would prefer she had hair.
See, me too. Okay, so can we agree on something? Shaking hands.
Shaking
hands.
Yeah,
okay.
No. I didn't go so crazy, Steven, but I didn't stop the show for that. I stopped the show for that.
I'm just saying.
High heels.
One of my things would be.
Showing your legs.
Hair, probably. Probably.
Yeah.
Unless you're Demi Moore. You know?
Even with Demi Moore's gone crazy, dog.
Oh, well, she's psycho. She broke up with Ashton. She's having a tough
day. So after she broke up with Ashton.
You had a bad day. You lost your teenage boyfriend who was actually real. Yeah.
Oh, man. So you busted Demi. You busted Ashton because he's not a teenager.
Yeah.
And you busted on Manti Te'o.
Yeah.
All with one song.
One swipe.
That is classic.
All right. So what I was – you're not going to dodge the question. How many hard drives do you have?
In my possession at home, I have close to 40, 50 hard drives. They're all labeled.
That is the number 40 or 50, and they are all labeled.
They're all labeled.
They're all stacked.
I know where everything is.
And if there was a fire.
If you asked me for anything.
You would lose everything.
Yeah, Trisha was like, you didn't leave me a key. What if there's a fire back there? I'm like, well, we turned everything off, so nothing should be fire.
The rave cave is electronically the most stable place. So if you smell fire in the foothills of the Angeles National Forest.
Yeah, it's not the rave.
Call, it's not our fault. It's a camper.
It's not.
It's a camper.
Let's say hi to the New Orleans Images and B-Roll girls again.
New Orleans Images and B-Roll ladies.
Images and B-Roll. There they are. They're back.
We got A-Wave. What's wrong with her?
She's not waving.
What's wrong with her?
She's not waving.
You have to wave.
The New Orleans Images and B-Roll people. There you go.
There we go.
We love them.
We made the other leg wave.
Yes, we did.
She's new.
Now she's throwing kisses, which
is
great.
Now she's throwing kisses.
I love it. Look at that. That's excellent.
That's too much. Stop.
So much friendly. So much friendly people that we have run into here, Jeffrey. Anything else from the media day that you want to say?
You know, I would say my biggest disappointment was that there was just too many damn people in the special section where they had the NFL Network folks.
Yeah. Well,
in years gone by,
yeah.
I've been able to sit at a table with Coach Billick and just shoot the shoot.
Shoot the shoot. Yes.
Can't say the naughty word.
And you didn't shoot the shoot today?
There was.
You got a great picture of Mooch.
The table that had the least amount of circus was Mooch. Because Mike Irvin was there, because Marshall Faulk's there,
right.
Because a lot of your A-list guys are there, all in the same place, and they did it during lunch, and they made that room really close to lunch,
right.
Everybody had lunch in there.
Yeah.
Where in the past, you eat your lunch, and then you go
then
to
you
a
go
separate
find
room.
Them, right, where they're
and
where
most
they're
people
at.
Don't realize that they're there, so you get a lot of one-on-one time.
Yeah.
Didn't get one-on-one time. I was disappointed. You know, I did not even say hello to Coach Billick, and that saddens me because
I did,
he's been the nicest guy.
He was down the
field. He's been the nicest guy I've ever met in the league.
I like the
but Mariucci was fun.
I like that our presence is now being
that's true
met by
well we're no we're recognized
people. We're recognized.
People are like, hey, yes. I'm glad you guys are here.
Yes, yes,
and that's a nice thing. That is
that
touching.
Is a good thing.
We don't feel like noobs. We don't feel like outsiders.
Yes, we are no longer outsiders, Jeff.
That's nice. And I gave a guy last night. I gave a guy who was standing on the curb. He just looked lost, and I helped him get a cab. Because
turns
he looked
out
lost.
It's somebody we need
turned
on our
it
side.
Out, it was somebody I absolutely needed to meet, and had just gone back to my desk to look up his name. And then he introduced himself to me, and I had a brain complete freak out. Yeah. And I think the look on my face probably scared him to death.
Yeah, yeah. Don't scare him. We need him on our side.
He is on our side, yes. Stephen.
Okay,
and
good.
I'm really excited
good.
That hopefully we're going to meet him together.
You know what? And speaking with Polly today.
We've got pretty ladies coming by. Hello,
pretty
ladies.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies. Jerry Lewis
Jerry
is on
Lewis,
the show today.
There you go.
Nobody there is old enough to know Jerry Lewis. That's too bad.
Yeah, that's
well,
that
go
is
go look
too
it up.
Bad.
Google
Jerry Lewis. You will know what it is.
The French think he's hilarious.
I love Jerry Lewis.
I love Jerry Lewis, too.
You know what I used to do when I was
hello
a kid?
Ladies.
Remember Jerry Lewis had where he did that, he pretend he was
oh,
a
conductor.
Conductor?
Conductor is
I
genius.
I used to do that in front of the mirror for hours.
Steven, you know there's only one other comedian that's done that, and he's, like, great.
Really?
I'm talking like Robin Williams
yeah,
great
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah.
There's a comedian who I have heard an interview with, and that was something he did.
I used to do that in front of the mirror for hours, Jeff. No
because
joke.
It's comic genius, Steven. It's timing.
Yeah.
It's nuanced. It's everything that you want in comedy. It's over
I'm
the
getting,
top. It's
I got an IM coming in right now. One of our listeners, Charlie Miller, our great friend.
What's up, Chaz?
And she says, hope all is good in the Big Easy. Very jealous. Would love to be there. Well, why isn't she not here? You know what? Why are you? I'm going to type right now. Even while I'm in the show, why?
Kids and a husband.
Are
and
you
she lives
not
in England?
Here to?
I had a friend of mine from the Boston
us.
Area ask why we weren't flying up. And there's the card that we so desperately need.
Yes,
isn't that
yes,
beautiful?
Absolutely. We need to make sure that he's. And you know what I was getting ready to say is Polly. I think we need to get Polly.
From the Dan Patrick
from
Show.
From the Dan Patrick Show.
The Danette.
To say, hey, man, you know, hook us in. Put us in. Put a word for us.
I want to meet him first.
Yeah, no, I understand.
And then we should say.
But we should.
I want a list of three or four people that can vouch for us. Dave
right.
Tossel.
Yes.
Of the NFL
well,
International.
Yes.
And Paulie of the Dan Patrick Show, who's known us over the years.
Right.
And so
right.
These guys are legit. They're not flakes.
Right. Right.
Whenever they always keep their deadlines and hit their deadlines and hit their commitments. But if you guys that are religiously oriented could pray for a meeting that we got with this special guy,
yes,
that would be great. And if you're not religiously inclined, then send some positive vibes.
Positive vibes. That's all we ask for.
And if all you're right. None of those things, then you're probably dead.
Jeff.
We're approaching the 43-point minute point. And I haven't had a bowl of seafood in at least 44 minutes.
You know, we were supposed to have Sean Salisbury today.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't seen this guy.
Sean,
I haven't seen this guy in a couple hours. I saw Sean.
I saw Sean in the building.
Not. We're going to do a follow-up. Just so you know, one of the things you have to look forward to is we're going to do a follow-up with Sean Salisbury.
From last year's
He spoke
Super Bowl.
To us last season. We were one of the first interviews he gave after coming out of a very, very dark time in his life where he pretty much didn't come out of his house for a couple years.
Yeah.
He was so depressed. Following up on doing what we do, following up on all the stories in the NFL, including the brain injury situation, how that's affecting people. We haven't addressed that the president's weighed in on the brain injury issue a little bit and said that if he had sons, he would really think long and hard about letting them play. And then we've got Pollard coming out and saying that he doesn't think that the NFL is going to exist in 30 years.
Yeah.
And that's something that's crossed my mind before, Stephen.
And the president, you know, wouldn't let his son if he had a son play.
I started with that. Thanks.
You did?
President Obama.
I did.
And I characterized the story accurately
I heard
in a nonpartisan faction.
I'm sorry. No. It's because
you
Chaz
went away
says,
for a second.
Well, she says that if you keep inviting me, next year I'm just going to turn up and be your PA. We could use a PA, dog.
I could use a Sherpa. I could use a Basset Hound.
What
at
is
this
a
point.
Sherpa?
A Sherpa is
I keep
is
looking
like
here,
Indian,
here. Here
that's
you
a
go.
Sharpie.
Oh, Sharpie.
That's a Sharpie.
Not a Sharp. That's not what
a
you want.
A Sherpa is your assistant when you're in India and you're traveling in the Himalayas.
Okay.
They
I
help
see.
You. They're your Sherpa.
I see.
They're kind of. It's like a
Can't
slave.
Can't we just ask for an assistant?
It's like a slave.
Yeah, we don't.
It's like an assistant.
Jeff, you are
it's a PA.
Boob of the day. God, you know what? We haven't had a boob of the day in a while.
Just because you don't have it.
Boom.
Oh, damn it.
I got everything, man. Have it. Jeff is boob of the day. Bad. There you go.
So we're going to be signing off
Cleveland Browns, there. Cleveland Browns, Jeff.
Yes, and I love that it's orange. It's appropriately orange for
the
Cleveland Browns.
And that's the old school Browns logo, too. I like that.
Old school in many ways. Thank you, sir.
Old school in many ways.
So that's what we've got today from Radio Row.
Wait,
we'll be back at you. What?
I want to say one more thing.
Sure. Well, here's the remote.
Now, thank you. I got the rock now.
Steve is holding the rock.
Oh, it's Tyra Banks, fool. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not Tyra Banks.
Jeez,
I'm sorry.
Please.
I just saw a
tall leggy black woman.
She look like Tyra Banks.
Yeah, she does.
She
actually
does look like Tyra Banks.
I got to give you that.
She really does look like her. Anyways.
Was she around last night when you yelled
was.
That into the phone?
I think she was. Around. Did I say that in there?
You yelled it into the phone.
Oh, yeah.
We
were on the last stop of the pub crawl. We didn't talk about the pub crawl, people. Oh, man. You got to
so
go out to Facebook
stories.
And look at all the stops that we made.
So
and I,
many stories.
And I was trying to not have tequila shots. And as a matter of fact, as far as the world knows, I didn't have any tequila shots. Oh, my God, and it's Christine. No, look at her. That was my partner from the pub crawl last night.
Are we ready for
Absolutely.
The media party?
Are we
what,
ready?
Are you crazy?
Yes. You going to be there? Excellent.
We're finishing everything right now. So
we're finishing
all we have to do is work a little.
Yes.
all we have to do is do live for Talk Sport and remain sober.
She was
your pub buddy.
My pub buddy throughout the whole. Because you ditched me, man.
To work.
You ditched me.
To work.
You
live
did.
Talk
okay.
Sport Radio.
You did go to work. I'm sorry. You
yes.
did go to work.
I left drinking to go work. Forgive me, Father, for I have not sinned. Not sinned.
So it was great. So we went to all these places. But people, if you are not following us on Facebook and Twitter, what is your problem? Following us
there's
on Facebook
people
and
that
Twitter,
are afraid of it.
Because there are pictures that we post there that aren't posted anywhere. And if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
You know, I'm going to start with the head-scratching Randy Moss just for you. That's going to be the next picture going on Facebook.
Nice. Head-scratching Randy Moss.
Head lice running amok at Super Bowl 47.
See,
that's a high five.
High
five.
Five. And now you got to find other people scratching their heads. And
okay,
then you start just.
Probably a few.
You see, yeah. You
rumors
just
and innuendos. Our,
hey,
job
it,
to,
our job is to check
all
rumors,
even
if
they're
ridiculous.
That
being said, we're out of here. We must get ready for a party.
And
we're going to party.
And work.
We do going to work a little bit because we're going to be on Talk Sport Radio.
Yeah.
We're going to be on Talk Sport Radio. So
the 4 o'clock hour a.m., but that's also being simulcast again. People who don't know this, if your car comes pre-installed with a little trial subscription of SiriusXM.
Get it.
Because Channel 94 is Talk Sport Radio.
Yes. Yes.
They're now carrying it on SiriusXM, which is cool. So you could actually listen to Steven and I in the United States of America and Canada.
So we're going to be doing that tonight live from the party, from the media party.
Live from Mardi Gras World.
So I'm going to try.
40 restaurants are catering this event.
Yes. She
Hello.
Said, she told me that food was going to be off the hook.
Yes. And drink.
But what I'm going to go do right now is I'm going to go get me a Whataburger.
There's a Whataburgers in here?
I don't know, but I'm going to find one.
There's no Whataburger.
I think there is.
Right now, Google Maps, Whataburger. I don't think that in the bayou you're going to be able to find a Whataburger.
Yeah, I think so.
I disagree.
Why you got to disagree with
me? I'm not hating.
No, you're just disagreeing to be disagreeable.
I disagree about my being disagreeable.
You're disagreeing this.
I disagree with my disagreement.
It's Christina and Tyra Banks, fool. Look at them right there. There they are.
Christina and Tyra Banks. Christina, is there a Whataburger around here?
Baton Rouge. But that's like an hour away, right? Can I borrow your car?
Yeah, we don't have a car, so that could be problematic.
Oh, no Whataburger, man. It's an hour away.
It's time to sign off.
I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
Wishing
thank you
for a Whataburger from Radio Row in New Orleans. Signing off. We'll see you mañana. 3 shows away, Jeffrey, from the legendary 500.
Steven,
what
this is?
Gumbo.
No, look, it's seafood.
Oh, God. That's we're out.
Nah, it's seafood. Seafood.
Yuck.